Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Ms. Rox9 and welcome back to my thoughts. It's been a very crazy several days since I last posted, just in general. My TikTok started to pop all the way off, and I am doing really freaking great right now. To the point I don't believe myself when it's actually doing that great. That's how good it's going right now. Like, I'm at... So, I don't know if I told y'all, I got 10,000 followers, finally. I was very happy about that. Very happy about that. And I just did another thing. I just went live on TikTok for, like, maybe, like, the third or fourth time ever. It's been, like, over a year since I went live. It's been, like, a long-ass time since I went live. Just for 2 minutes. And I got 10 likes on it. I was very happy about it. I didn't know what to talk about. I just want to say thank you to everyone that has watched or followed me on TikTok. I just want to say thank you. I don't know what I'm doing. This is so crazy. All the things. It went fine, but I did freak myself out a little bit, obviously. 369 people watched it. And I got 10 likes in 2 minutes. I was very happy about that. I was like, what the hell is happening? I love this. So I just want to do like a quick one. And some people, they go live forever. I can't do that because I don't know what to talk about, like, at all. So I just want to keep it short, sweet, and simple, and to the point. So now I'm at 10,500 or around there. Like, as soon as you hit, like at 450, it rounds it up to 5. So it's like, I'll say like 10,450 or something like that. Anyway, I'm beyond happy about that. Am I going to get into the creator fund? Honestly, probably not, because I'm doing clips from TV shows. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know how it works. So I would like to do my reacts one, and I would like to get money that way, but I need to get to 1,000. Well, I got to get to 10,000 on there. I only have like 191, so because I don't talk on there. I don't talk anywhere except on here and YouTube. So I'm just very, very happy and very nervous. It's just kind of crazy to me. It just makes me so happy that people are watching it. Like, it's just popping off. Like, I don't know what. Like, ever since like a couple weeks ago, I had a couple videos get like 100,000 views. I was like, that's so cool, especially for a new series I'm doing. I really appreciate that. It's so freaking awesome. And I started posting this week, and it shot up. Everything just started shooting up in views to, like, one of the 100,000 ones went to, like, 440,000 views. And one I posted, like, literally 2 days ago is at over 600,000 views. And the one I posted last night is at 145,000 views. And the ones I posted today, one's got 7, one's got 8, and one's got 4. And that was from, like, On This Day one. That's also, I posted On This Day one, like, a couple of days ago. And that one got 300,000 views. That's really what kickstarted everything, was from Reba clip that I posted, like, 2 years ago. So On This Day thing, it says, On This Day, you posted this clip. And it was really funny, and I really wanted to repost it. It was one where Cheyenne is eating breakfast, and then Van fixes a Hot Pocket and eats it and burns his mouth. It's really, really, really funny clip. It's hysterical, honestly. I laugh every single time I watch it. Anyway, so I was like, oh my God, like, it's doing so freaking good. I didn't even use a popular audio. I just used my own audio for it. And I thought that was really, really special, like, because, like, people actually watched it for what it was, and I was very happy about that, honestly. Because usually I always use, like, the SpongeBob thing, and that's what I always use. So it just means a lot to me that people are actually watching it. So anyway, in this current episode of Young and Hungry, for people who don't know, it's a chef that sleeps with her boss before she technically got hired, but, like, she did a test dinner. Her boss's fiance broke up with him that night, so they slept together, and the next morning, it was like a big JK, but she still keeps working for him. So anyway, after this dinner, is to meet with the publisher, Logan Rawlings, which stars Ashley Tisdale. And she is a lesbian that has a crush on Gabby, who's the chef. Elliot, who is Josh's, which is the boss's, gay PR assistant, talks to Logan, and he wasn't going to be on the list for 30 under 30 because he's like a billionaire. And so she said, well, if you can give me a date with Gabby, I'll do you a favor and put him in. And he's like, bet. So they're on a date. And so the actress that plays Gabby is Emily Osment, who played Lily Trescott on Hannah Montana. And also Young Sheldon. I don't know the character's name because I think I want to say Mary or Missy. One of those. Anyway, so the point is, everyone is having a Disney fever dream happening. It's like, what kind of Hannah Montana show is this? Or Sweet Life of Zack and Cody is this? And people are really liking it. They're engaging. It's all like in good fun, at least from my perspective. And it's really, really freaking funny. And especially one of the lines in there where Ashley Tisdale says, I love a good hard liquor. Which means, like, because she said, I want a scotch. Emily Osment's character, Gabby, did. And she said, oh, good. I love a girl that's good hard liquor. And that went over my head because I actually, someone commented, like, liquor? Like, lick her? I was like, oh, I didn't get that. That was hysterical. But anyway, so that's what's happening right now. And everything's just popping off. And I'm just like, what's happening? Like, actually, I'm about to pull up my views right now. That's my TikTok. I'm sorry. Not my TikTok, but it's one of the people that I follow, John C. Dev, who does a bunch of dog videos. So funny. So, like, I have 4 new followers right now in the span of just starting this podcast. So, oh my God. So it's just really funny. People are commenting left, right, and center on this. It's at 646,000 views right now. 97,700 likes. How crazy is that? 716 comments. I'm trying to respond to everyone, but it's getting to like almost impossible standards to do that. Let's see. Just need to go to Creator Tools. Analytics, and so like I got like 488,000 views in one day. I was like, what is happening? 481,000, my bad. Yes, I'm at 10,478 followers right now, which is crazy. Like, I've netted 318 followers. Maybe that was last week, I don't know. Anyway, I'm very happy. It's very crazy. So in the past like 28 days, doesn't really tell me that. Okay. That's odd. Anyway, that's fine. It's just really weird and, interesting. I'm very, like I said, I'm very happy about it and not upset at all. I'm very happy. So, oh my goodness me. So anyway, one video's got like 7,500 views from this morning. One's got 4,700. One's got 6,800. From this morning, and that was 5 hours ago and 4 hours ago. So I usually get kind of busy around, I think I'll start posting like around 7. So, and someone said thank you, because I'm trying to, because people are like, I have no idea what the show is, so I'm trying to tell them like where to go to watch it. For me, it's on the ABC app. That's where I watch it right now. And so, if anything, I'm helping promote the shit out of the show. I'm basically being a promoter, everybody. I'm being a promoter. So it's very freaking exciting, and I'm very happy about it. So, oh my gosh. So, yeah. And then people are, like, commenting other people to, like, watch it and all the things. So, it's just so exciting. Oh my gosh. So, in a span of just, like, 20 seconds, I got, like, 31 people liking it. It's so great. So, anyway. Oh, also, it's Pokemon Go Community Day. I totally forgot about that. It started, like, 20 months ago. And I have a book here. Like, I'm starting to read The Kane Chronicles, by Rick Riordan, who also did Percy Jackson, called The Kane Chronicles: The Red Pyramid. So it's very interesting. I don't know what's happening, but it's very interesting so far. The way they format the book is basically they're doing recordings of each other. And I was just like, oh, that's weird, but okay. That's fine, I guess. So, I just find it really interesting about the book. They do it they're recording it on something, like a phone or a recording device, I don't know what the F you call it. What do you call it? A recorder? Yeah. Or something like that. So it's very interesting. Like, they're giving themselves descriptions and stuff like that. And anyway, I just started reading and it's pretty good so far. So, with the book. So, let's see what else is going on. Oh, also, I could talk about something else. Okay. So, on Thursday, I actually took time for myself. I went to the city. And I went to the Van Gogh immersion thingy in that city. So I love art in general. So I decided to go to this thing, costs like $45, and they're gonna be there until the end of the month, and they switch into something else. Anyway, I was watching, or not watching, so I was in there and it was like a whole immersion type thing. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest with you. It's literally like you're just immersed in it. So it shows all of his art and about his life. I didn't know he was 37 when he died, and that he offed himself and all that jazz. And I was like, what? And he was colorblind, apparently, which explains some of his art. Still really good art, but I was just like, oh, that, oh. I was wondering. Anyway, it was really good, but you would have never known he was colorblind, to be honest, because he painted really good. What else? So I was there for like 2 hours or some change. My thing was at 2:30, but I got there like at 2:15. They went ahead and let me in. And I bought like a keychain. I actually got to paint, not paint, I got to draw one of his things in with crayons that they had provided. And I made all the people blue. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yeah, because I said, yeah, they should be blue because depression. I was like, absolutely. And I've been in a little bit of a depressive episode the past several weeks, honestly. I have a relative that's not doing too well, and they're doing palliative care now. So it's very unfortunate. So that's a bummer. But I decided to take time for myself and then to actually go to this thing. I had a great time. It was so much fun. And I just really enjoyed myself. I was there for, like I said, 2 hours. Then I was going to go to dinner, but I opted not to do that because I didn't want to be stuck in 5 o'clock traffic on a Thursday. I was like, I'm not doing that. So I got out of there really fast because traffic was starting to get ridiculous and I was not happy with it at all. I was like, this traffic sucks. Then I also bought sunglasses, a new pair, and new glasses. I need a new prescription anyway. I think I talked about it before as well. I just needed to do it, and so that's what I did. They should be ready like in a couple weeks or so. So that's something. So I was really good about saving money then. I just kind of went, bitch, please. I'm going to spend some money today, bitches. Literally. So the sunglasses and the pair of glasses, it was buy one, get one 40% off. So that's why I did that. And that was $461. Then I bought food for my mom and myself, and I was being very nice. And I was like, my mom's been very stressed out because every time she plans for a vacation, she gets very stressed out. So anyway, she's on vacation, and I'm like, good for her. So I helped her pack and help her ship off this morning, doing all that stuff. So I was happy to do it. So Anyway, she was getting very stressed out, and when she gets stressed out, she tends to not eat, so I was trying to help her eat, so I got her some food, as well as I got myself some food, and then I got my glasses. Then I treated myself to donuts that morning. Oh my god. The donuts were delicious, by the way. It was like a cakey type donut at like a local place. Anyway, then I went to the city. Then I came back home and I didn't do anything. I was just like, I'm tired. And I worked and did all the things yesterday, ran errands for people yesterday. So yeah, I'm house sitting this week. So that's good. What else is going on? So anyway, that was my day on Thursday. It was a very good day. I enjoyed myself. I bought, a glasses case of like Starry Night. Then I bought a Starry Night keychain. And then I bought something else. I bought a face mask. So yeah, I didn't really need one, but I'll drink myself. Because I was going to buy a shirt or a hoodie or something. But I was like, I'm not trying to spend money, and the fabric didn't feel that great. So, and the big one was, so I told myself I'm not going to spend any money on clothes for 5 months. I'm 3.5 months in, right? Is that correct? Anyway, I haven't spent clothes at all this year. Money on clothes at all this year. So I was like, I'm not doing that until June 1st. So I am very proud of myself. I haven't done that yet. So there's that. And I'm going to try to get rid of some clothes. So my goal today is to shower. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. And just kind of I just want to relax for a little bit and just, not really do anything. I just need to relax just for a little bit and, not really do anything. I actually might go to the beach on Thursday. I'm very happy about that if I do that. I haven't been to the beach in like years and I just want to go for the day. It's going to be really hot this week. And I just kind of want to do it. So, let's see. So that's my plan for this week. That's like, honestly, my only plan because if something happens to my great aunt, I'm going to be so upset. So I might need a breather for that as well. So, what else is going on? My uncle had his surgery. He's actually doing decent-ish now. Then, let's see. I'm debating what I want to do with my money. So, because, like, I need to recoup that $461. That made me a little depressed. So, yeah. I might do more Ubering. I don't want to, but I might. I am conflicted on that. I'm in a better mood than I have been in quite a while. So I'm just very happy about that. I don't know if views don't bring happiness, but it kind of does. Just for a little bit. So, TV shows, I finished iCarly. I don't know if I said in the last podcast or not, but they updated the last 3 seasons and took off the first 2, which didn't make any sense, but they didn't have any of the specials on there either. So, like, when Sam goes to a mental hospital because she likes Freddie and they start to date and she's very confused by her feelings. And so she put herself into a mental institution because of that. I never saw that, and I'm pretty sure there were several other ones that they omitted as well. So, yeah. I don't know what other ones they omitted. But anyway, it was enjoyable to see that again. I haven't seen it like in years. I kind of want to see the new one, but I don't want to pay for HBO Max or deal with that, to be honest with y'all. I just don't want to waste money. Like I said, like, I'm just trying to serve money, everybody. That's all. I see some clips on YouTube and TikTok, obviously, but like, yeah. We'll see what happens. I don't know if Netflix added the back half of Victorious or not. I know they have Sam and Cat up there, and I don't know if they also did the back half for Zoey 101 or not either. So that'll be very interesting to find out. I have no idea. We shall see, I guess. Dun, 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 dun. So far, I've got some pretty good catches on this for Pokemon Go. Dun, 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 dun. So anyway, I hope everyone's having a great day and just enjoying everything. I really don't know what else to talk about. I'm still not on my painting shit, but I'm getting very close to doing it. Very close to the point I actually might do it today. If I do, I'm going to document the actual shit out of it just to prove that I did it. I might try some editing today. Again, I'm not 100% sure if I'm actually doing that or not. We will find out with myself. And just overall, all the things. So, I'm doing pretty freaking good today, if I'm being quite honest. I might have to keep that one. We don't care about y'all or you. Sorry, I'm like transferring Pokemon. I have so many. So funny. That are zeros. Like, why? Well, just why? But yeah, everything's been going great. Honestly, I've just been having, just been chilling, just trying to get some stuff done and just all the things. So I'm very tired and exhausted. I'm just like, eh. It's like, I don't know what to do with myself. Dun, dun, dun. So, I really don't know what else to talk about, to be honest with y'all. So, yeah, I'm going to go. I hope y'all have a great day, evening, or night whenever you're listening to this. And I'll catch y'all in the next podcast with some more exciting news, hopefully. So, I'll talk to you later. Bye.